Amen. Praise
God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Can we, amen, be led? I need to take care of this business just for a moment. Can we be led, amen, praise God, in a congregational song?
Leave it alone, y'all.
Leave it alone. Leave it alone, y'all.
Thing that, amen, the writer speaks and says to us, amen, as we begin, amen, on that 11th verse, praise God, in that second chapter of the book of Ephesians. He says, wherefore, remember. And amen, praise God. We sometimes, praise God, are going on in God and thanking God for the blessings of the Lord.
Yeah.
And sometimes not reflecting back on what God has already done,
yes,
in our life.
Amen.
And amen, praise God. And amen, it's important as we go along the way, amen, to stop every now and then and reflect back on where God brought us from. Can we say amen? Because of God's grace and mercy, there has been a change in our circumstances. If you're saved today, praise God, you're not what you used to be. You're not who you used to be. But your circumstances have changed. To God be the glory. You are a looking at the change of our circumstance, we don't, amen, examine the depth of what God did in our behalf. But you need to know, and be reminded as well as I, that God did a great thing, amen, for us. Amen, praise God. A miracle was already wrought in our behalf for me, even before we got here on this planet Earth. For that you are to give the God praise. And so, praise God, Paul, as he writes to the church in Ephesus, wants them, praise God, to understand, amen, where they were. And where they were is where you and I was. Amen, praise God. We were without God.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
God, praise Him. Amen. Tell your neighbor, you were without God. Yeah, I know you knew a little something about him, but you didn't have him. Amen. You heard about him, but you didn't possess him. You were without God. And amen. And that was bad enough, praise God. But you were shut out of the program of God. Amen. Tell your neighbor, I had no place. Amen. Praise God. I was a Gentile. I was not a Jew. I was, amen, a stranger. I was outside of the plan, praise God, amen, that God had for Israel. And so, praise God, Paul begins to go down, praise God, the list as he tells them to remember, amen, praise God, we were the uncircumcised, amen, praise God, amen, praise God, we were called uncircumcision by those who were the circumcised, amen, because God had made a covenant, praise God, amen, praise God, and he had, amen, in that covenant required, amen, of Israel, praise God, on the eighth day for every male child to be circumcised, amen. But we, praise God, did not have that part of covenant relationship that identified the fact that we were in relationship with God. And so that circumcision served, amen, praise God, as a sign of the covenant relationship that God had with Israel. Not only, praise God, were we called the uncircumcision, amen, but at that time, praise God, Paul goes on to say that we were without Christ. Amen, praise God. And so, even though, praise God, that idea of circumcision, amen, began under the law in the flesh that it was, hallelujah, began under the law, amen, still the name of Jesus is evoked, the name of Christ. So we are to appreciate, amen, praise God, that God, amen, praise God, as Christ is not relegated, amen, to the New Testament theology, amen, but because, amen, his name wasn't revealed, amen, didn't mean that it wasn't his name already. Y'all ought to praise him today. Amen, praise God. You were, amen, uncircumcised. You were without Christ. Amen, praise God. Not only that, we were aliens from the commonwealth of Israel. We were not a part of that nation. nation, amen, praise God, that God brought down into, amen, praise God, Egypt. Some 70 odd souls into Egypt, bringing them out, 600,000 men, not counting women and children. We were not a part of that, the nation that was Israel. Hallelujah. We were outside, amen, of the commonwealth of Israel. We were strangers, amen, from the covenants of promise. Amen. Every promise that God made to Israel, he made to Israel. He didn't make it to the Gentiles. He made it to Israel. Can we say amen? Amen. We were outside of those covenants of promise. Amen. Praise God. Because we were outside, amen, praise God, Paul writes that we had no hope. Lord, before you got saved, you were hopeless.
Yes, I was.
You ought to praise him today. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Praise God. You had no enduring hope. Amen. Praise God. Because the only hope that will endure is a hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. We were hoping for this and hoping for that, but we had no enduring hope, because that hope is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. We had no hope, and we were without God in the world. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Tell your neighbor, praise God. Amen. Those were really bad circumstances. Amen. Any kind of circumstance where you have no hope. Amen. Kind of circumstance where God don't promise you nothing. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, God hadn't promised us anything. Amen. The Jews had all the promises that came from God. They had it wrapped up. Can we say thank you, Jesus? Amen. It was Jew over here and it was Gentile over there. Amen. They had the priesthood. They had the ordinances. They had the way of approach unto God. And there was no way, amen, we would get there unless we came by way of proselytization, amen, into the nation of Israel. But as the Gentiles, amen, we were on one side, and amen, the Jews were on the other. Amen. But as Paul begins to write, he begins to say, but God, y'all ought to pray for him today. Amen. God, who is rich in mercy. God, who had us in mind before the foundation of the world. Amen. Who had a mind, praise God, not just to redeem a portion of humanity, but all of humanity. Amen. But that reconciliation would come at a cost. And amen. Because, amen, hallelujah, the cost was higher than any of us were able to pay. Amen. God, because he loved us like he loved us, was willing to pay the price for your redemption and for mine. And for this we owe our God. We owe him a praise. We owe a praise. Used to be that I had no covenant relationship, but it ain't like that now. Used to be I was without God, but now I have a God that said I'll never leave you, I'll never forsake you. Y'all better praise him. Hallelujah. When I think about where we come from, when I think about where God brought us from, when I think about how God could have left it another way, it causes us, amen, to give him the glory. It causes us to give him the praise. Thank God I'm saved. Thank God I'm redeemed. Thank God my circumstances have changed. Amen. Praise God. God. You look at me after I got saved 2 days, just been saved today. Amen. Pray God, look the same. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Pray God, but my circumstances, amen, they've changed. Can you say amen? And watch me a little while, and you'll see there's a different attitude. Watch me a little while. My walk is changed. My talk is changed. My desire has changed. Why has all of that changed? Because my circumstances, they have changed. You better give God a praise. You better give Him glory. Amen. Without God in the world meant that I had no counselor that I could run to. No peace, place of peace that I could be secure in. Had no name that was above every name that I could run to and find safety in. None of those things would apply to me. Amen. As a Gentile, amen, outside of the covenant relationship of God. But God loved us and He was willing to bring us together. Can you say amen? We are blessed to be in the dispensation, amen, of the one new man. Tell your neighbor, we are in the dispensation of the one new man. Amen. Where there is not bond or free, where there is not Jew or Gentile, but there is only one new man in the Lord Jesus Christ. You better praise Him today. In the praise. I am in the church dispensation. Amen. Thank God. Amen. That there were those prophets who desired, amen, to see the day that we are standing in today. Amen. But they were not allowed to be there. And God would not let them be complete without us. Amen. Thank God that He had the other sheep. Amen. That were not of the fold of Israel. That was you and that was me. Can you say amen? But on that hill of Golgotha, as He shed His blood, as He laid down His life, He tore down that middle wall of partition that divided us. Y'all better pray to Him. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. I ain't in no separate corner all by myself any longer. But now my circumstances have changed. Before I was a nobody. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, before you got saved, you wasn't a nobody. Can you say amen? You didn't have nothing going for you. Amen. You were a nobody. But on this side of the cross, God has put all things into your hands to give you life everlasting, a more abundant life. Tell your neighbor, I'm somebody today. Can you say amen? I'm somebody today. Not because of who I am, but because of who He is. I am somebody. Can you say amen? Do you know you are somebody? You walk like somebody. Can you say amen? Do you know you are somebody? You talk like somebody. Can you say amen? Do you know, hallelujah, that you got help no matter where? Amen. Your circumstances of life bring you. You already know that my circumstances are changed. And even in the valley, I can be victorious. How many believe it today? Even in the valley, I still got victory. Even in the valley, I can still raise up my head. Even in the valley, I can still give God the glory. Even in the valley, I can still be encouraged. Say thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise God. The people of God have a power of God as a dynamo in them. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. You look at it, that little ever, amen, praise God, ever ready is to die.
Buddy,
can you say that? And amen, praise God. And amen, he beating the drum. And they say, keep going and going and going and going. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen, praise God. But guess what? Amen, praise God. God gave us an energy. He gave us a zeal of the Spirit. He gave us the Holy Ghost. Can you say thank you, Jesus? And the drum I'm beating is for Jesus. Can you say amen? Amen. He's good. Boom, boom, boom. He's good. Boom, boom, boom. He's good. Boom, boom, boom. He's good. Just say thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise God. And the enemy phoned his Adam. Can you say amen? And they keep going.
That's right.
Amen. And the enemy push him off the cliff. Amen. And they keep going. Amen. Praise God. They take the licking. They keep on ticking. They keep on giving him the glory. They keep on giving him the praise. They keep on magnifying him. Anybody got that Holy Ghost power down on the inside? If you got it on the inside, you can tell that enemy, I can do all things through Christ that will give me strength. Amen. Set me down wherever you want to set me, and I will rise. Amen. Set me down wherever you want to set me, and I will rise. Make the mountain high, make the valley wide. It don't make no difference. My circumstances have changed. Even though I walk in the valley of the shadow of death, I'm still not going to be afraid. Why? Because I know something. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not walk. You better praise him.
Change in us.
Amen. Praise God. That others will see and witness to. There's a change in us. Can you say amen? Because my circumstances have changed. You ain't gonna find me crying over, amen, stuff. Can you say thank you, Jesus? It don't mean a whole lot. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. What was the message? Amen. Praise God. Amen. The message was, amen. Praise God. Jesus Christ, him crucified. Did you know that? You know enough. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. Him crucified. What? That little bit? Yeah, because there's a whole lot in that little bit. In that little bit, my circumstances changed. Can you say amen? In that little bit, I became a new creature. In that little bit, I got a brand new hope. I got a hope.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Praise God. There is the hope. That is the hope of resurrection. Amen. Praise God. That hope, amen, of glory. That hope of the resurrection is the hope of glory. Can you say thank you, Jesus? That hope means that, amen, praise God, I'm going to get me a body just like his body. I'm going to get me a brand new body. Amen. Praise God. No aches, no pain, no suffering. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Tell your neighbor, in this we groan. In this we groan. But I'm getting me a brand new body. Can you say thank you, Jesus? I have a hope, amen, of a resurrection. Amen. Not just any resurrection, but the resurrection of life. It is the first resurrection. That resurrection is a resurrection of glory. And we will be, amen, like unto our God. But you can't have a hope of a resurrection if you haven't, amen, received the hope of the gospel. Can you say amen? Amen. There's a hope that is a hope of the gospel. Can you say thank you, Jesus? What is the hope of the gospel? That God will give you life everlasting. Amen. What's the hope of the gospel? That God will deliver you from the consequences of sin. That God will bring you into a place where he can present you to himself unreprovable, unblameable, and holy. Y'all better pray. Can you say thank you, Jesus? God, even down here, God sent the word and say, look, there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. Tell your neighbor, the moment I got saved, my circumstances changed. The moment I got saved, amen, the angelic being took out the holy pen, opened up the book of life. Can you say thank you, Jesus? The redeemed of the Lord, they want you saved. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. And on the day that God fill you with the Holy Ghost, having been baptized in His name, having repented of your sin, been baptized in His name, and God fill you with the Holy Ghost, all of that that you didn't have before, amen, turn. Can you say amen? Where you weren't a people, now you are a people. Where you had no hope, now you got hope. Where you were outside of the commonwealth of Israel, now you are one of them. Y'all better pray to Him. Can you say amen? Where you had no priesthood, now you got a priesthood. Where you had, amen, praise God, no hope, amen, praise God, now you got a hope that reaches even beyond the grave. Cause I'm gonna live. Tell you and me, I'm gonna live. I'm gonna live. I'm gonna live on this side of the cross. I'm gonna live. Amen. Praise God. Because God has given me life. And if I lay down this body in the ground, don't, amen, look at me as though I am dead. Cause I am still alive. You better give God the praise. He's not the God, amen, of the dead, but He's the God of Abraham. He's the God of Isaac. He's the God of Jacob. Can you say amen? But you say Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, they gone. No, they not gone. Can you say amen? They in the presence of the Lord. Y'all better pray to Him. Can you say amen? So God tell us, the Lord, we don't sorrow as other sorrow who have no hope. Can you say amen? But when you got a hope, it makes all the difference in the world. Can you say amen? It affects your attitude. Amen. Because if we gotta go down, we know how to go down. Anybody know how to go down? Can you say amen? Do you know how to go down? Can you say that you did? I'm going down, giving Him the glory. I'm going down, praying to Him. I'm going down, standing up. Can you say, I'm going down, standing up. Can you say that you did? Why? Because God has been
there. Only way. Yes, Lord.
So it is, praise God, as we, praise God, consider all that God has done for
us.
Amen, praise God. There's nothing that can compare to the goodness of God
by
His grace in our life. And amen, praise God. And God would not allow us to boast. Amen. We were made nigh by the blood of Jesus. Amen. It was the cross. It was the cross that brought our redemption. All of us came out of a place, amen, praise God, that was defiled and burdened under sin. Every one of the redeemed came from the same neighborhood. We all came out, amen, of the same place. And all of us, as we came out rejoicing. Can you say thank you, Jesus? On the day you got saved, you were praising your God. You were giving Him the glory. On the day you got saved, you were magnifying Him. Free at last! Free at last! Praise God Almighty! I'm free at last! We were giving Him the glory. We were giving Him the praise. We saw the chains fall off. We saw the chains broken. We saw, praise God, our deliverance. Come along the way, praise God. blessing on the left hand, blessing on the right hand. Can you say thank you, Jesus? We got to be careful of God's blessings because they are meant to make us appreciate God, not forfeit God. Tell your neighbor, your blessings from God are meant for you to appreciate Him, not to forfeit. So every time God do something for you, don't fail to give Him the glory. Tell your neighbor, amen, don't fail to give Him the glory. Tell Him, thank you. Can you say amen? When your eyes open in the morning, say amen. When you get through watching a face, can you say amen? With the word thank you, God holds faithful. The word thank you. Can you say amen? Whatever you do, thank you. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. I'm not going to say, I'm going here, I'm going there, and do such and such, and do it such and such. But rather, I'm going to say, if the Lord will, can you say amen? I never look at myself as alone.
Hallelujah.
Say thank you, Jesus. Never look at myself as alone.
Hallelujah. That's right.
And say thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Always have
Him. Yeah, yeah.
Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. God is no farther away than me calling on Him. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. He's not a far off.
No,
He's a right now. And if I need Him right now, He said, I'm a present now. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Tell your neighbor, don't ever say the remains of the Lord. Don't ever say, I ain't got no help.
I'm telling you.
I got Him.
I got Him.
I got help. 24/7. I got somebody I can lean on. I got somebody I can depend on. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Praise God. Amen. And while, amen, praise God, there can be loneliness in the flesh. Can you say thank you, Jesus? There can be companionship in the spirit. Can we say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Praise God. Why? Because God will be there. That's right. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. The hours late, you are. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Praise God. Ain't nobody call you. Ain't nobody text you. Ain't nobody think about you. Can you say thank you, Jesus? But God still got you. Amen. Over His heart and in His mind. Can you say amen? God still got you. Carrying you. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Encouraging you. Strengthening you. To tell you again and again. Amen. Praise God. You're not where you used to be. Your circumstances have changed.
Hallelujah.
For you, to fight for you, amen, to stand with you, to cover you in your storm, amen, praise God, to anchor your soul, to let you know, praise God, just because you fall to me, amen, I'm going to make a way for you.
Yeah, hallelujah.
Just because you're mine, amen, I'm going to help you. Just because you're mine, I'm going to provide for you. Just because you're mine, amen, I'm going to see that, amen, praise God, it'd be all right. Amen. Because, amen, I accept the responsibility of carrying you. Amen. Praise God. How many know that God, amen, praise God, carries us all the time? I know. Y'all see the footprints in the sand and all of that. I know. But God carrying you all the time.
Yes.
You never making it on your own.
No, never.
I'm sorry. But you ain't never making it on your own. I'm sorry, but the reality is He's carrying you. All the time. Sometimes it's more obvious that He's carrying you. But amen, when it ain't even obvious, He's carrying you. And you say, thank you, Jesus. And so praise God. Forget about looking back and amen and seeing one or two sets of footprints. Can you say, thank you, Jesus? Amen. The reality is it ain't one carrying you. Can you say, thank you, Jesus? And if it had not been for the Lord, that was all ours.
Hallelujah.
It makes a difference when your circumstances
change. Thank you.
And so because we recognize there is a change in our circumstances.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. Our destination, our future has changed. Can you say amen?
All right.
The day you got saved. Amen. Praise God. There was a new end to your beginning.
Yes.
Can you say thank you, Jesus? It changed when you got saved.
Yeah, yeah.
It changed when God filled you with the Holy Ghost.
Right.
Amen. Praise God. You came into a relationship with God that identified you as a son of God.
Yes,
can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Praise God. See, amen. Praise God. It's more than, amen, son by creation when you get saved. Amen. Praise God. When, amen, you get saved, it's a son through the blood of redemption. Can you say amen? And amen. Praise God. That created son can die and never come to know God in the fullness of who he is. But that redeemed son, as soon as God filled you with the Holy Ghost, you know that God is not three letters on a parchment page. You know that there is a reality. Amen. A God that you can taste. A God that you can feel. A God that will speak to you. A God that will lead you. A God that will comfort you. A God that will draw you to his bosom. A God that will comfort you in the time of your trouble and tell you it's going to be all right. I mean, tell you it's going to be all right. He let you see that.
Yes, he
and you say, thank you, Jesus. And you see it.
And when you see it,
you shouldn't be worried. But because he's God, he tell you, I'm showing this to you, but I ain't want you to worry about nothing. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Why are you showing it to me, Lord? So that when I bring you out, you can know what I did in your behalf. Because I'm going to bring you out. And I want you to see before you get out what I'm bringing you out. Every child of God. Amen. We can identify where God brought us from. And we're thankful, Lord. Some of us, amen, we're in horrible places. Some of us, praise God. Amen. Praise God. We're, amen, praise God, in places, praise God. Amen. We don't even want to think where we were.
Amen.
And you say amen. But amen. But all of us. Amen. We're redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Every one of us, he brought us out. So whether or not, amen, praise God, your sin was, amen, higher than the Empire State Building, amen, praise God, or whether your sin, amen, praise God, was even to the inch off the floor. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen, he brought you out. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen, praise God, he brought you out of the high. He brought you out of the low. And just say thank you, Jesus. And just because you didn't have high when God saved you, don't be sticking your chest because you still needed to be saved. Can you say amen? And your little bit of mess, can you say amen? Or that whole lot of mess, can you say thank you, Jesus?
So,
I'm getting ready to close, but we're to be appreciative.
Yes, Lord.
Of what the Lord has done for us.
Hallelujah.
And who is to be more appreciative? The one who got the most to look at. All of that. You mean, Lord, you brought me out of all of that. Amen, for God. All of that money got the most to look at. Amen, for God. He's starting up at the 100-something floor. Praising him. Can you say, thank you, dear? Praising him for, amen, 409th floor. Praising him all the way down to the basement. Can you say thank you, Jesus? I'm going to close, but you sitting there on the 10th floor. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen, pray God. Amen. You ought to be done praising him 9 times before you even get with the prayer. Can you say thank you, Jesus? You ain't even getting with it yet. Amen, pray God. I'm coming down praising him for everything he's done for me. You waiting on floor number 10. Can you say amen? Can you say thank you, Jesus? So praise God. Amen. Some, amen, praise God, are zealous.
Hallelujah.
And grateful and thankful and dedicated because they know what God did for them.
Thank you, Jesus.
God verifies in the word. Amen. Praise God. He that is being forgiven.
Oh,
the same will love.
Yes, it's true.
Amen.
Thank you.
So, amen. Praise God. If you, amen, just coming out of a little bit. Amen. Praise God. You got to find some stuff to praise for. Can you? Because that little bit ain't going to get you that high. Can you say thank you, Jesus? So you got to find some stuff. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Are y'all hearing me? Of a whole lot. Amen. That's where they get that from. They know what they get that from. They say, if the Lord don't do nothing else. That's where they get that. If the Lord don't do nothing else. They just say thank you, Jesus. See, all of us don't be saying that. But some of them be saying, Lord, if you don't do nothing else, I know where you brought me from. Into this place of liberty. Our circumstances have changed. And so, praise God, when, amen, the enemy invites us, praise God, amen, to worry. Amen, praise God. When he invites us to be afraid, when he invites us to be discouraged and hold our head down, we got one word to tell. My circumstances have changed. You might have told me that before. But my circumstances have changed. Can you say thank you, Jesus? I might have leaned on that before. It don't fit. It ain't got no place in me. Why? Because my circumstances have changed. I'm not dying. I'm living there.
Living. That's what we know.
Tell that devil, I ain't dying.
That's right.
I'm living there.
I'm living there.
When I was dying, you could have gotten your whole life.
Can
you say thank you? But I ain't dying now. Amen. I'm living. And amen. Praise God. And we are encouraged. Praise God. That while we live, while we have anything in
our soul,
that we are to give God the
glory
and to give him the praise. Amen. Amen. Why? Just because what God did in our individual life. Amen. Praise God. That's enough to keep you going. Coming to Bible.
Hallelujah.
Coming to Sunday school.
Hallelujah.
Coming to worship. Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you.
Coming, praise God, with gladness.
Gladness,
with
right.
Enthusiasm.
Yes,
why? Because my circumstances has changed.
Amen.
I'm leaving you, but amen, praise God. Bring that individual down to the Mercedes-Benz deal.
I'm telling you.
Put them in a brand new five. What is it?
I'm not.
Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen, praise God. Amen, praise God. You know, put them in that brand new 550, amen, Mercedes, and it's got all of the stuff in it. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Got all kind of stuff in it. You ain't going to tell me.
Amen,
when
you
roll all of that parking lot, he ain't going to be feeling a certain way. Why? Because he riding in a Benz now. Can you say thank you, Jesus? And he just brought the hoopty. Thank you, Jesus. And he rid of that. Amen, praise God. His attitude changes because his circumstances change. You take that one that has lived, amen, praise God, in a depressed place all their life, and you put them in a place on Park, I'm just saying, a place on Park Avenue. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen, praise God. Beauty, every kind of which we
are.
Hello, somebody. Amen, praise God. My circumstances change in the natural. When I come out the country into the city, I got to go outdoors to the bathroom. My circumstances change.
Yes.
Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Jesus.
Make you feel better. Can you say, I ain't worried about him in the dark and the snakes and all of that other stuff. Can you say, why? Because
My circumstances change.
Amen.
When your circumstances change, there's stuff that you used to stress over.
Amen.
You don't.
Wonderful thing.
You know what? Why? Because that's been done. That's been taken care of. And you're not ready to die till you get your circumstances changed. Your circumstances change. Death ain't no terror. And you say thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise God. And I don't mean no harm. But amen. Praise God. And I thank God for all of the health conscious people that love and watch this and watch that. That's all good. Now you do that. That's all good. But when God saved you, amen. Praise God. You can eat a little ice cream and cake if you want to. You say thank you, Jesus. You might not be looking all that good after that.
That's right.
But amen, friend. But your circumstances ain't changed. Death is not threatening
that's
you.
That's right.
Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen, praise God. And so live as long as you can. But amen, praise God. The child of God, they ain't afraid of
death. The devil is alive.
Death is not my enemy.
Sure isn't.
Can you say thank you,
Jesus?
Amen, praise God. Because God took care of that at the cross.
Yes, he did.
So I ain't got to worry. To be absent from this body is death. It's all because our circumstances change. So no wonder your attitude is different. No wonder you all happy all the time. No wonder, praise God, folk make you crazy a little bit off the edge. Yeah, brother said, hey, he always says something wrong. I know he got trouble, but he's smiling all the time. Something's wrong. Can you say thank you, Jesus? The world don't get it. Can you say thank you, Jesus? They don't realize, praise God, the hope that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. When you ought to be crying, you smile. When your head ought to be held down, you got your head up. When you ought to be discouraged, you feel encouraged and enthusiastic. What's wrong? No, it ain't nothing wrong. It's everything that's right. Can you say thank you, Jesus? And it's right because my circumstances have changed. So there is no day, no hour, no minute in any day. Amen. Praise God. That we have a reason to come to God. Amen. Praise God. As if he's not God.
Amen.
We come boldly.
Hallelujah. That's how you can be bold.
And you say when you need help.
Come on.
Yes.
But you come for help. Come on. I need help.
That's how we do.
Thank you, Lord. Why are you coming like that?
That's right.
And you say, why? Because God has made me and put me in a different place.
That's right.
And amen, praise God. In the time of my trouble, I don't come, amen, praise God, wondering if God can help me.
Don't do it.
Wondering if God will be there for me. Wondering if God, amen, praise God, will, amen, intercede in my behalf. Amen, praise God. I ain't got to wonder about loving that
stuff.
I already know he loved me. I already know he'll intercede on my behalf. You know all I got to do is ask God for grace to submit to your will. All I need is grace to submit. Because what you do for me will be best for me. So Lord, give me grace to say yes to your will and yes to your way. Because my circumstances have changed. God bless you. Thank God. Amen. Praise God. If there's one prayer before we turn it over into Ethan's hand, you have an opportunity to come.